Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Marisa Santillán, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, April 16, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And we'll have a feature on a great tango singer, very deep voice and very characteristic of the 1960s, and called, labeled as one of the ass of Carlos Gardel. You know, this was a big issue in tango. After Gardel's death, who was the who was coming to fill his shoes? And there were several candidates. Hugo del Carril, for example. Julio Sosa was definitely one of these contenders for the place of being the number one in the world of tango. He died tragically in a car accident in the late 1960s at the peak of his fame. And personally, he's one of my favorite artists, my favorite voices in this genre. So we'll be getting to know a little more about his history, and obviously that will be an opportunity to enjoy some of his music. Folks, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send emails to qslrai@gmail.com or letters to Maipú Street 555, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports. If you want to listen to RAE in English, we are transmitting via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. This show in English is aired Mondays to Fridays, 10:30 to 11 p.m. UTC time, on the frequency of 5,850 kilohertz. You can also listen to us on internet. Go to rai.com.ar and you can find a link to listen to the live feed of our station via streaming. But you can also listen to every show in all of the languages of RAE as a podcast. And you can also download our app for mobile devices and listen to us on your cell phone. Let's do the news now. These are the headlines. The government lowers the security alert issued after Iran's attack on Israel. According to a university, more than half of Argentina's population is poor. Foreign Minister Diana Mondino met her Brazilian peer to boost bilateral relations. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights condemned the invasion of the Mexican embassy in Ecuador. Scientists say climate change is behind the dengue epidemic in South America. River, Argentinos Juniors, Barraca Central and Vélez Sarsfield qualify for the quarterfinals of the League Cup. And these are the news. The government has lowered from orange to moderate the alert issued after Iran's attack on Israel. In any case, official sources said, controls will continue to be reinforced at certain sensitive spots. The Argentine embassies in Israel, Iran, Lebanon and Syria have also been reopened after being closed for 48 hours. Meanwhile, Jorge Noblovitz, the head of the DAIA, the country's main organization of the Jewish community, warned a third attack in Argentina is not out of the question. He was referring to the blasts in Buenos Aires against the Israeli embassy in 1992 and the one against the AMIA organization in 1994, which left more than 100 dead in total. In a radio interview, Noblovitz said that with Iran, you always have to keep your guard up. Meanwhile, President Javier Milei denied on social networks that Israeli ambassador Eyal Sela had participated in a cabinet meeting of his government. According to him, the diplomat was received on Sunday at Casa Rosada but left before Mr. Milei and his ministers began to analyze the implications of the tension in the Middle East. Government sources had reported that Sela had joined the emergency committee convened after the Iranian bombing of Israel. Argentine Foreign Minister Diana Mondino visited her Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira to strengthen bilateral relations. The meeting was held in Brazil's capital, Brasilia. The foreign minister stressed that for Buenos Aires, the link with a neighboring country is strategic, and she assured that the shared agenda is a state policy for both nations and partners of the Mercosur trade bloc. According to official sources, Mondino and Vieira discussed border crossings, technological cooperation and international trade, among other issues. At a press conference, the foreign minister also affirmed that Argentina will never interfere in Brazil's internal affairs. She was responding to a question about the conflict between the owner of the social network X, Elon Musk, and the Brazilian Supreme Court. This is because President Milei met the tycoon in Texas last weekend and offered him cooperation in the context of this dispute with the Brazilian judiciary. Let's recall that Musk and X are under investigation in Brazil for not complying with an order to close accounts allegedly spreading fake news. A new study confirms the growth of poverty in Argentina, which affects 22.6 million people. This is revealed in a report by the Ditela University, according to which more than 51% of the Argentine population is poor. According to this source, the social situation has worsened due to the impact of inflation, which exceeds 200% in the last year, according to official figures. It is worth remembering that a previous document by the Argentine Catholic University, published back in January, also placed poverty in the country at over 50%. Milei's government blames the previous administration of former President Alberto Fernandez for the current social situation, and they stress that the economic plan is succeeding in cutting down inflation, which, despite exceeding 10% a month, is on a downward trend. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights also rejected the Ecuadorian police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. The Washington-based body also urged to guarantee the safety and health of former Vice President Jorge Glass, who was arrested at the embassy on April the 5th. In a statement, the commission expressed its concern about the intrusion of the embassy, and it called on Quito to respect international norms on the inviolability of diplomatic missions and those governing diplomatic asylum in the region. Glass, let's recall, had taken shelter in the Mexican embassy last December and was wanted by the Ecuadorian justice system, which had convicted him of corruption. But he denies in turn the charges against him and claims to be politically persecuted. Climate change is one of the main causes of the historic dengue epidemic sweeping South America, according to scientists. At a seminar in Rio de Janeiro, experts agreed that global warming is one of the reasons for the health crisis, and they also assure that the El Niño phenomenon is behind the proliferation of the mosquitoes that transmit the virus. The meeting was organized by the Brazilian state's Fiocruz Foundation and was attended by representatives from the Pan American Health Organization. More than 4 million cases of dengue have been reported so far this year at the regional level. At the forum, scientists explained that frequent floods generate concentrations of stagnant water where insects breed. But they also warned that droughts lead people to store water in containers that also become breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And now, sports. The first four qualified teams for the quarterfinals of the Copa de la Liga, the League Cup, the first division tournament of Argentine football, have been decided. First place went to River Plate after a 3-1 win away over Instituto. Argentinos Juniors and Barraca Central also secure their respective slots in the next round with a 3-3 draw between each other. Vélez Sarsfield are the other side to advance following a 1-0 victory over Independiente Rivadavia. Group B will be decided today with Godoy Cruz already through. The other three places are up for grabs between six squads: Lanús, Defensa y Justicia, Boca Juniors, Racing Club, Newell's Old Boys and La Plata Estudiantes. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the world presents. Julio Sosa, the icon of tango.
Yo he vivido dando tumbo, rodando por el mundo y haciéndome el destino.
Considered one of the most important tango singers of the second half of the 20th century, Julio Sosa was born in Uruguay, but he made his career in Argentina. And in only 15 years, since he died quite young in an accident, he became one of the top icons of tango history. Julio Sosa was born in 1926 in a locality close to Montevideo. His father was a rural peon and his mother a laundress. To help his family, Julio had to work since he was a very young child. His first works were a delivery boy for a drugstore, a shoe shiner, and a newsboy. Despite many difficulties, he completed his primary school. And while he grew up, he became to like tango more and more. The music was in fashion both in Uruguay and Argentina at the time. At the age of 16, Julio Sosa already performed in different theater stages of his birthplace, where contests were the rule. Shortly later, he won a contest and was invited to join Carlos Gilardoni's orchestra as a vocalist. The orchestra performed in different localities near his house and in Montevideo. Time later, he leaves Carlos Gilardoni's group, and after very short contributions to other tango groups, he landed in Luis Caruso's orchestra, with whom he made his first recordings in 1948. Despite those first recordings, Julio Sosa did not reach a special recognition in his country and decided to try his chances in Argentina. Historian Luis Billo tells us about that time.
Ya con visión de cruzar el charco para este lado del Río de la Plata, necesitaba un material grabado como carta de presentación.
Having already made up his mind to come to Buenos Aires, Julio realized he needed some recorded material as a letter of introduction. He took advantage of his job at the Luis Caruso Sextet and recorded with Sonder Recording House. Caruso recorded with the voice of Sosa, who was still an illustrious nobody. And holding the material under his arm and the contribution of some friends that made a raffle to collect some money for him, he got on the ship that crossed the River Plate.
Pampa y la vía como viola en el empeño, enfundado en mi tristeza porque tengo corazón, pifiando siempre la suerte, errando como un maleta, como perro en cancha de bocha la gente me hace gambeta, porque soy pa' todo el mundo uno más entre el montón, porque a mí me importa poco la ventaja que da el oro, soy amigo del que tiene una pena o un dolor. A los necios los desprecio, no ambiciono sus riquezas, y con tal que por el vidrio de la ventana mi pieza pueda mirar una estrella, nada más le pido a Dios. Yo he cenado muchas noches con un verso de Carriego, con 10 guitas en el bolsillo, hasta supe sonreír en la cola de los vivos. A mí no me van a ver, yo sé bien que soy bohemio, tengo mucha plata en sueños, soy así, ¿qué voy a hacer? Yo pude alcanzar el cielo, pero a cambio de esa altura debía vender el alma y arrastrar mi dignidad, andar siempre de rodillas, no pensar en la decencia, olvidar el catecismo, dejar de lado la conciencia, y ya ven, he preferido seguir a mate y a pan, porque no mido al amigo por los billetes que tenga, y nunca quise arrimarme donde más calienta el sol, si en el catre del otario el vivo duerme la siesta. Y si otario se le llama al que todo lo respeta, seré un gil para esos vivos, oh, que no tienen corazón. Yo he cenado muchas noches con un verso de Carriego, con 10 guitas en el bolsillo, hasta supe sonreír en la cola de los vivos. A mí no me van a ver, yo sé bien que soy bohemio, tengo mucha plata en sueños, soy así, ¿qué voy a hacer?
Here in Buenos Aires, after lodging with a friend, he started working as a vocalist of a guitar ensemble that played in the evenings at a bar in the neighborhood of Chacarita. It was winter in 1949. A month later, his career was already going up.
En aquel café de Chacarita lo escuchó un autor de letras de tango, Raúl Ormaza.
A tango lyricist who happened to be at the bar in the neighborhood of Chacarita heard him. The lyricist, Raúl Ormaza, was a voice hunter who visited the bars during the evenings trying to spot new show figures. He heard Sosa sing and without any comment took his name to the Pontier and Franchini's orchestra, which was looking for a voice to replace Raúl Verón, who had just left them. Julio Sosa goes for an audition with conductors Pontier and Franchini the day the orchestra was playing at the Piccadilly Theatre. He interpreted "He Cried Like a Woman," and Franchini, astonished, sent for Pontier to hear him. Julio Sosa then sang "Old Tuxedo," and he was offered to start working right away. His debut in borrowed clothes is recalled by interpreter Alberto Podestá and historian Luis Bicho.
Cantó y de bueno la gente, imagínate.
He sang and then imagined the surprise of the people. The guy sang and moved his hands, making lots of gestures. And the voice, a queer voice, and he moved in a no common way. We were singers who came on the stage and sang. Nobody dared to move their hands or their bodies, for that matter. We held the microphone and sang. And then Sosa appeared. And gosh, he stays. Pontia said that that evening the people stopped and turned to look at the stage. Nobody danced. And then Pontia said, this guy is gifted.
Después de tanto tiempo de no verte, de no hablarte, ya cansado de buscarte, siempre, siempre, siento que me voy muriendo por tu olvido lentamente. Y en el frío de mi frente tus besos no dejarán. Sé que mucho me has querido, tanto, tanto como yo. Pero en cambio yo he sufrido mucho, mucho más que vos. No sé por qué te perdí, tampoco sé cuándo fue, pero a tu lado dejé toda mi vida. Y hoy que estás lejos de mí y has conseguido olvidar, soy un pasaje de tu vida, nada más. Es muy poco lo que falta para irme con la muerte. Ya mis ojos no han de verte nunca, nunca. Y si un día por mi culpa una lágrima vertiste, porque tanto me quisiste, sé que me perdonarás.
Sosa stayed 4 years with Franchini and Pontier's orchestra, until 1953, when another conductor, Francisco Rotundo, offered him a much better salary. This is a prosperous time for Sosa. He paid off some debts and moved houses. In 1955, he was called in once again by Pontier's orchestra that had separated from Franchini. Sosa is already one of the most popular singers of the time. In 1960, Sosa decided to start as a soloist. He left Pontier and called bandoneon player Leopoldo Federico to organize an orchestra and accompany him. And at the time he premiered his first recording, he was given a nickname, the Tango Icon.
Otario, que andas penando.
With Leopoldo Federico, Julio Sosa recorded 64 tangos. He also acted in a film and published a book of poems. I made a hit of his version of the Comparsita, recited with the verses of Why I Sing Like This. Leopoldo Federico and historian Biggio recall the moment.
Pero lo estaba tocando yo en un baile, la Comparsita, y él se acercó al lado mío así y me dijo, ¿querés que la recite?
I was playing La Comparsita, the instrumental version. Julio Sosa approached me and asked me if I wanted him to recite it. Okay, go ahead, do it, I said. What should I say? The Comparsita is an instrumental tango. And he started singing the verses of Celedonio Flores on Why I Sing Like This. It was an immediate hit. People started clapping. He premiered the Comparsita there, and on the next day the public shouted for more. And the end of the show was set. Julio covered the whole show with all the songs he had to, but at the end, The last piece was always La Comparsita.
Pido permiso, señores. Este tango habla por mí. Y mi voz entre sus sones dirá por qué canto así. Porque cuando pibe me acunaba en tango la canción materna para llamar el sueño. Y escuché el rezongo de los bandoneones bajo el emparrado de mi patio viejo. Porque vi el desfile de las inclemencias con mis pobres ojos llorosos y abiertos. Y en la triste pieza de mis buenos viejos cantó la pobreza su canción de invierno. Y yo me hice en tangos, me fui modelando en barro, en miseria, en las amarguras que da la pobreza, en llantos de madre, en la rebeldía del que es fuerte y tiene que cruzar los brazos cuando el hambre viene. Y yo me hice en tango porque el tango es macho, porque el tango es fuerte, tiene olor a vida, tiene gusto a muerte. Porque quise mucho y porque me engañaron y pasé la vida masticando sueños. Porque soy un árbol que nunca dio frutos, porque soy un perro que no tiene dueño. Porque tengo odios que nunca los digo. Porque cuando quiero, me desangro en besos. Porque quise mucho y no me han querido. Por eso canto tan triste. Por eso.
Julio Sosa had a very chaotic life. Lots of excesses, tobacco and alcohol. It was also popular, his love for cars and speed. And there it was. It was in a car accident that he died in 1964. He was just 38. In only 15 years of professional career, he became one of the top idols of tango history.
He llegado hasta tu casa, yo no sé cómo he podido. Si me han dicho que no estás, que ya nunca volverás, si me han dicho que te has ido. Cuánta nieve hay en mi alma, qué silencio hay en tu puerta. Al llegar hasta el umbral, un cantado de dolor me detuvo el corazón. Nada, nada queda en tu casa natal, solo telarañas que teje el yuyal y el rosal. Tampoco existe y es seguro que se ha muerto al irte tú. Todo es una cruz, nada, nada más que tristeza y quietud. Nadie que me diga si vives aún, ¿dónde estás? Para decirte que hoy he vuelto arrepentido a buscar tu amor. Ya me alejo de tu casa y me voy yo ni sé dónde. Sin querer te digo adiós y hasta el eco de tu voz de la nada me responde. En la cruz de tu candado, por tu pena yo he rezado.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Julio Sosa, the tango icon.
Nada, nada queda en tu casa natal, solo telarañas que teje el yuyal.
Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The Voice, Miriam Tórtola.
Todo es una cruz, nada, nada más que tristeza y quietud. Nadie que me diga si vives aún, ¿dónde estás? Para decirte que hoy he vuelto arrepentido a buscar tu amor.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向 世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. The government lowers the security alert issued after Iran's attack on Israel. According to a university, more than half of Argentina's population is poor. Foreign Minister Diana Mondino met her Brazilian peer to boost bilateral relations. Inter-American Commission on Human Rights condemned the invasion of the Mexican embassy in Ecuador. Scientists say climate change is behind the dengue epidemic in South America. River, Argentinos, Barraca Central and Vélez Sarsfield qualified for the quarterfinals of the League Cup. This way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English for today, Tuesday, April 16, 2024. The sound technician was Marisa Santillán and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. This show was aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also through our webpage, radionacional.com.ar and RAE.com.ar, as well as our app for mobile devices, Digital RAE. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.